Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, alongside, and we have a busy program for you today on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. That's right. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline debuted today, and when you call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can also call us 24-7, of course, on that What's On Your Mind hotline. That would be 855-200-1776. Chat with us live on the air. You just press 2 when you call or 1 to leave a message. Again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is now known as the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That's what you're calling on. And we are going to be giving away some gift certificates for the Dakota Farms Family Restaurants. That's right. Breakfast for two. How does that sound for you today? Sounds pretty darn good to me, especially if it's at Dakota Farms, which, of course, is in Rugby now. Did you know that? They're in Rugby, in addition to their other locations as well. Mandan, probably the more famous one. They have four locations now, Dakota Farms. Todd, I think, is a regular there, aren't you, Todd?
I'm a regular everywhere.
There at Dakota Farms?
I'm a regular everywhere.
Todd's microphone working?
Right here.
Todd, when he was talking to us earlier, sounded like he was, what would you say, Manny? Like somewhere in Asia? it didn't sound like he was manning the controls of the 550 fire in Bismarck, man. Didn't he sound like he was a long...
I was getting ready to call him. I was going to start calling him Todd the regular guy. Since he's a regular everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, Todd, the regular guy. Although good regular one. God just doesn't kind of work, does it? It just doesn't have the same persona to it there, I don't think. But anyway, we're working on his microphone. It's a Monday thing.
Hello, hello.
Monday microphone thing, I guess, is exactly what the deal is there. So anyway, what was I in the process of telling you? I can't even remember now. Oh, I think Dakota Farms. I was surmising that Mandan was the preferred location for Todd's trips to Dakota Farms, but they're in Rugby now, as I mentioned, but Washburn and Williston as well. And what they serve is homemade food, right? So, I mean, it's just whether it's breakfast, whether it's lunch, whether it's dinner, it's homemade food. And they have been using Cloverdale products forever. And I don't know if it's been forever, but it seems like forever. It's been a good number of years, and they serve about everything. They use the Dakota Gold bacon. They use the Don Russell sausage crumbles. They do the ham. They do the sausage patties. They do the links at all their locations. And we're gonna chat with Joel one of these days. He's the manager there. He just came off vacation, so we'll probably give him, a chance to catch up today. But anyway, so when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, we are randomly going to select winners. You won't know what number caller, but for instance, it could be the 12th caller of the day. And then when you're caller 12, then I say, there's caller 12, and I award you a little gift certificate, $20 in breakfast for two at the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant of your choice. So simple as that. Part of our announcement from Friday up in Watford City, where we had great fun. All right. On the program today, Ron Ness will be here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Welcome your questions for him. Their annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is coming up in Fargo in September next month, but I think the interesting part of that is the location. Now, it's been in Grand Forks before, and it moves around Dickinson and different places, but it's a good opportunity to just talk about how much oil and gas is impacting the development of oil and gas and all of this activity much, much beyond the oil patch. And another question I have for Ron that I want to explore a little bit today in the program, you know, it is, we have a tendency to see the price of oil and see some bumps from that, less rigs as an example, or an occasional layoff that you'll hear about, and think, oh, here we go again, right? Boom, bust, boom, bust. I talked to a lot of industry experts, and Ron Ness is certainly the foremost industry expert, the spokesperson for the industry in the state, that talk about that being an old view, you know, where boom, bust cycle, where this is more of an industry that's going to be here regardless. Sort of like the analogy I've heard that's pretty good, and we've done it on this program before. Mark Johnsrud of Nevera was on, a Watford City native, and one of the companies doing business out there. We talked about, he said, think of our products like the iPhone, okay? In this case, the oil, the natural gas, it's like an iPhone or an iPad, okay? This is a technology. This is an industry. And, you know, do you sell more phones when you come up with this particular product than you do other times? Sure, there's going to be an ebb and flow to it. And some of that is affected by price, but it doesn't mean it stops and starts. It doesn't mean it goes away. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And actually, this price drop, I happen to argue, has more silver linings than get attention. And some of the silver linings have to do with strengthening the industry for the long term. Meaning, if you're more efficient as a result of the price of oil dropping to the extent it did when it, you know, when it ramps back up and the next hiccup hits, you're prepared for it. And, you know, the price structure, watching all these earnings reports and all the analysis that's going on Wall Street about it, and the efficiency, the cost savings, basically, that have come as a result of this slowdown have been just incredible, staggering. And therefore, that bodes well for the long term because you take a punch, so to speak, you survive it. Next time you take a punch, you're better prepared for it. Does that make sense? Hope so. All right. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that more next hour. So one thing we didn't get to Friday that I promised we'd get to today, and that was the slugfest between Chris Christie and Ron Paul in the debate. And it had to do with Ron Paul's sort of pet issue on privacy, and Chris Christie taking what is not a popular political position, but standing up for the surveillance program, which is easily demagogued. But I happen to be on Chris Christie's side on this one. When you examine the facts, because I don't think my privacy is violated when simply my telephone number is stored in a big box and is never even touched, as far as okay, what records it connects to, what calls I've made, never even touched, unless, you know, Osama bin Laden's third cousin calls me. And they're tracing that, and they say, well, why would he be calling Scott Hinman? Now we better go in there, and we're going to go to a judge and ask to have the phone records so we can start connecting some of these dots. Who else? Who did Scott call after Osama bin Laden's second cousin called him? And why? That saves lives, and I don't have a problem with it. Anyway, that's what they were fighting over, and it was a pretty good exchange, and it was one of the clips we had pulled from Friday. We didn't get a chance to play it. I promised we'd play it today, so we will play it today on the program. And then the other big story is Donald Trump. And is Todd's microphone working now?
My microphone is always just fine.
Well, we couldn't hear you then. Maybe it was our ears that were not.
Read your chat window, you'll know exactly why. But it's all right. Okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Just do the
inside
show.
Inside baseball. Yeah.
Do the show.
So you have this audio clip ready of Donald Trump and the CNN interview?
I do.
Okay, so how long is that?
It's 50 seconds.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Okay.
No.
I don't have a lot of respect for Megyn Kelly. She's a lightweight. And, you know, she came out there reading her little script and trying to, be tough and be sharp. And when you meet her, you realize she's not very tough and she's not very sharp. She's Zippo. Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist. I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. I think she's highly overrated. But when I came out there, you know, what am I doing? I'm not getting paid for this. I go out there and, you know, they start saying, lift up your arm if you're going to. And, you know, I didn't know there'd be 24 million people. I figured, but I knew it was going to be a big crowd because I get big crowds. I get ratings. They call me the ratings machine. So I have, you know, she gets out and she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Yeah.
Nice. Stay classy, Don.
Now, this is a CNN interview, mind you, after the debate. And clearly, they're trying to goad him into saying things about Megyn Kelly, but he took the bait, right? So, some believe he's crossed the line with that. Do you? Or do you go back to saying, that's small ball, let's worry about the big stuff? You tell me at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Program brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great resource. We're going to chat with Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council coming up next hour. Looking forward to that very much. Also brought to you today by our friends at Polar. That's right, Polar being the name in tank trailers. You can see I see a lot of Polar names on the back of mud flaps. You know what I'm saying? The good folks at Polar are everywhere. Those, their tank trailers are everywhere. And they can get you parts for those tank trailers everywhere, too. So if you need a part for a tank trailer, then there's no chance Polar doesn't have it. In fact, even at their Kildare location, they have an inventory like 20,000 SKUs. And $15 million, the size of the inventory at Polar Service Center. There is not a tank part they don't have. Whatever it is. And they're in Kildare. They're in Billings, too. And they have the tank parts you need. They do truck hydraulics. They have collision repair in Billings. Their Kildare location will deliver to Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, Minot, too. And tank wash in both locations, too. And if you tell them I sent you, they'll give you $100 off your next tank wash. At Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, Kildare, and I-90, Billings. Tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour. All right, question. Did Trump cross the line? You heard the interview on CNN. I don't. And first of all, Meng Kelly, you know, is a force in cable news, right? I mean, she's beating O'Reilly some nights. I don't know that you call her a lightweight. You cannot like Megyn Kelly. But
she's not a lightweight, not at all.
No, I mean, you know, she's
the one person that's willing to throw it back into Don's face. That's what he doesn't like.
Yeah. Do you think he crossed the line there? I mean, the line at the end about she had blood coming out of her eyes and blood coming out of somewhere else, about the most awful thing you can say.
He insists it was nose, so. Yeah.
That's his answer now?
Yeah. Nose. That's certainly a better answer than what we were left with, I guess.
Now, here, I want to say that I do agree with Donald Trump, and I've flipped on this. I initially was you know, when he did the deal with Lindsey Graham, for instance, just said, just stop all this, you know. I think I called it unpresidential one day, and some folks got upset with me. And his line, his actual line, we talked a little bit about this on Friday, in the debate, saying, we've got big problems in this country. And, that's just political correctness. I agree with that. I think that, you know, we get a little too caught up in, ooh, what'd they say? Oh, you know what I mean? On the other hand, he continues to, I think, dig the hole a little deeper than it needs to be dug, and this gets a little ugly. Now, a good example, here's what Ryan says on our Facebook page to the question of did Donald Trump cross the line. Ryan says no, but Megyn Kelly did during the debate. Blatantly obvious she was there to try and take him out. So, I mean, Megyn Kelly's received a ton of criticism about her performance in the debate, specifically towards Donald Trump. Who's right is my question for you. Marion Bismarck, you're next.
Oh, hi. I think calling Megyn Kelly a lightweight was the biggest insult. She's hardly a lightweight. That gal's got it going. In fact, I think she's being groomed to someday take over when Bill O'Reilly, he's got to retire someday. But the remark that he had about the bleeding from places, I think that was a slip of the tongue. I really don't think he meant anything terribly gross. He was just, you know, going off like Trump goes off. And then back to Megyn as far as being unfair. I think they had pointed questions for all of them, you know, but Trump takes things very to heart. That's my opinion.
So Trump crossed the line.
I think Trump crossed the line with the calling her a lightweight.
Yeah.
The other thing was a trip of the tongue and stupidity, which he has a habit of doing. But, no.
You know what I thought of? I thought maybe somebody said that line to him and he was repeating it. I don't think that was a mistake on his part. Do you really think he just...
Well, I think he meant, yeah, bleeding from the eyes, like mad, spitting mad, that sort of thing. But I don't think there was anything involving the nether regions.
Yeah, all right, maybe.
But, you know, the lightweight, that was the big insult.
It is, really, right? It's sort of dismissive of her talents and her credentials.
That gal's going places. She is smart as a whip.
Amen.
She is as tough as O'Reilly. So I think someday, you know, O'Reilly's going to say, hey, I've worked enough. I'm out of here. She'll be taking over. She'll be the big star there.
Meg, Mary, thank you very much. Appreciate you very much.
Bye.
Mary on Megyn on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Thank you. Rex, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Howdy. Hey, guys. I heard the audio play of the Trump there talking about that. And it seems like, you know, the news kind of cuts off kind of quick right after he says the line and bleeding out of the wherever. But if you play it on, it really seems to me, and I kind of agree with the last caller, like he thinks fast, then he talks sometimes. And it almost seems like he was actually just kind of shifting gears in thought. And that's an old expression, you know, bleeding out of the eyes, bleeding out of the nose. And what I got from it is that's what he was kind of talking about. But the main deal to me that I thought was interesting is that there's so many people just looking for an excuse to be so offended about something, and that's the kind of stuff they have to find. I mean, if they want to truly be offended, there's all kinds of ridiculous stuff out there that they could be offended about. I mean, look at the Middle East, you look at the Planned Parenthood situation, and there's plenty of stuff to be offended about. So I don't really think it's a genuine offense. I think it's people looking for an excuse because they maybe don't like the guy on other issues.
I hear you. And I do think there's way too much of that. And that's where I agree with Trump, like I just said, on this whole business of the political correctness. I thought his actual answer to Megyn Kelly, in other words, when she in the debate went through that litany of lists, and then he said, well, that was only about Rosie O'Donnell, and everybody laughed, and then she kind of kept going. He clearly got under his skin, and so then he, you know, Megan, I've always been nice to you. You're not so nice to me, so maybe I shouldn't be nice to you. I mean, I would have eliminated all that, and I would have went right to what he ultimately got to, and that was, we have big problems in this country. Yes, I have a little fun. I'm a little colorful in my language, but you know what? That's not something to worry about. Let's worry about the big problems. Let's stop being politically correct. I agree with him there. I completely agree with him. But it's a good analysis on it, Rex. Maybe it was a saying that he just, you know, as always, you listeners have got this pretty insightful. So did he cross the line so far? Mary's saying he didn't cross the line other than he shouldn't have said she's a lightweight. You know, I don't like that. Rex saying, slip of the tongue, and let's worry about the big stuff. What do you say? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Chris, Fargo, your take.
Look, Trump has the perfect combination of he's a boss, he's your coach, he's your doctor, he's your rich uncle bastard that you admire and hate at the same time. But he cannot be beat. But those of you that are scared of what he's going to do when he's getting in the White House, we have protections in place in case the president goes rogue. And those will protect us. I mean, he can't do as much damage as some people are afraid that he might do.
Well, help me, Chris. You said you people are so afraid. Are you suggesting that, you know, like Todd and I are buckling at the knees over Donald Trump? Or?
Just the people that, you know, may have a fear of what he might do when he gets in the White House, you know, because of his attitudes and his...
I just want the process to play out. I honestly don't think Donald Trump makes it to the finish line in this, although, you know, the rules have changed, so there, more players will be in late in the game here than at any other time. He may. I just want it to play out. I don't want, you know, party people freaking out saying, throw the guy out. Let the process play out. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
I'm a little confused because the analogy you gave comparing Christie versus Rand Paul, I believe is more of Rand Paul's stance, because my understanding is the numbers are stored one way or the other. Right now, they're being stored by the government. The other part is, if they're not, they're stored by the phone companies for up to 18 months. At which point, if you come to a judge and tell them you have this going on, you can get them. Right now, under this system with Christie stands for, you don't need the judge, you don't need the warrant. That's my understanding. But I'd love you to clear it up, please.
Maybe we're due for a little X's and O's on this. I thought it was a good debate. My understanding of the box, if you will, of the metadata debate is that, no, you can't pull it out until they get a judge. So this issue has been horribly, horribly politicized. And I think what Chris Christie was accusing Rand Paul of doing is saying, you're just using this for fundraising. You go down on the floor of the Senate and you yap about this stuff to try and gin up some fundraising dollars rather than sincerely debating the issue. We'll play the clip. We have it for you because I promised it, but I'm going to take Jim and Fargo first. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, we're back to it. Jim, what's on your mind?
Well, I just thought it was the debate. That Megyn Kelly made the most pathetic performance of anybody ever in the history of debates. It was, I didn't think anybody could be lower than MSNBC, but it boxes down there now, as far as I'm concerned.
What didn't you like about her performance?
There wasn't one decent question. There wasn't one decent question. I mean, why would you ask a stupid question? They asked the two preachers about God. They asked the one black about race. I mean, and they spent, the 32 minutes of their time was spent by the questioners talking. I mean, it was just absolutely awful. The questions were so Megan, Megan is I won't have to follow up because I won't watch her ever again. I mean, it was everything was a gotcha.
Interesting.
I almost act like it was under orders from their top brass or from Republican Party to take a conservative out. I guess it was just I. Beyond the pale. Not one decent question was asked by any of the policies.
Interesting take. Yeah. Jim, I appreciate your call. I sometimes wonder why they just don't let us being average everyday folks, ask questions. And really, it could be Donald Trump, illegal immigration. What would you do about it? Right? I mean, in other words, just don't try and be the show.
Like you said, you go to a hockey game or a basketball game, football game, you said, when the referees, you don't even know they're there, that's a good game.
Yeah.
That should be the same with the moderators.
Yeah. And you could pull up questions. The best questions always come from the audience. here included on the program. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your take. Let's roll that clip between Chris Christie and Rand Paul that I promised on Friday we'd play, and we talked a little bit about today. The previous caller chatted about as well. Who won this debate? Listen.
I want to collect more records from terrorists, but less records from innocent Americans. The Fourth Amendment was what we fought the revolution over. John Adams said it was a spark that led to our war for independence. And I'm proud of standing for the Bill of Rights, and I will continue to stand for the Bill of Rights.
And Megan, that's a completely ridiculous answer. I want to collect more records from terrorists, but less records from other people. How are you supposed to know, Megan?
Use the Fourth Amendment.
How are you supposed
to? Use the Fourth Amendment.
No, I'll tell you how you.
Get a warrant.
Let me tell you something.
Get a judge to sign
the warrant. You know, Senator.
Wait, Governor Christie, make your point.
Listen, Senator, you know, when you're sitting in a subcommittee just blowing hot air about this, you can say things like that. When you're responsible for protecting the lives of the American people, then what you need to do is to make sure that
here's
you use the system
Governor.
The way it's supposed
here's
to work.
Here's the problem, Governor. You fundamentally misunderstand the Bill of Rights. Every time you did a case, you got a warrant from a judge. I'm talking about searches without warrants, indiscriminately of all Americans' records, and that's what I fought to end. I don't trust President Obama with our records. I know you gave him a big hug, and if you want to give him a big hug again, go right in.
And you know, Senator Paul, you know, the hugs that I remember are the hugs that I gave to the families who lost their people on September 11th. Those are the hugs I remember. And those had nothing to do with politics. Unlike what you're doing by cutting speeches on the floor of the Senate, then putting them on the Internet within a half an hour to raise money for your campaign,
right,
and while still putting our country at risk.
All right, we're going to cut it off there. We have plenty more we want to get to. That was an interesting exchange. Thank you for that. Well, I want to move on because I have I really want to get to a Facebook questioner.
That was a slugfest. Who won it? You tell me what you think. Some texters here. You can always text Todd at 701-226-8503. Let's melt Todd's phone today, ladies and gentlemen. Text us. We want to hear it. We're just going to melt that phone. We'll have to come up with a name for that. Now, we have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So what's the text line? I don't know. You think of something, Todd. We'll come up with
it. Think about that one.
Here's a texter that says about Donald Trump's comment to Megyn Kelly on CNN, saying someone is bleeding from the eyes is an expression of them showing anger. Well, I know, we got that, but he said bleeding from the eyes and bleeding from some other place. I need to play the whole thing because some people have suggested that
it was left hanging to interpretation, but yeah, I mean, if you know the old adage, then you already know what it is. He really should have completed the thought, but I think you're right. I think he was kind of mentally already moving to the next step, and he moved past that in his mind, so he just didn't complete the thought. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more. The callers have given me a little bit of perspective from the standpoint that there could have been something else there that he wasn't necessarily, but I don't know. It's not beyond him to go a little crass, right? You know, so I don't know. Interesting take. Here's another one. We had a call earlier saying, you know, you folks that are all worried about Donald Trump, let him be president, and there's protections if it doesn't work out. Another texter said, how exactly are those protections working out now? And then he had a hashtag comment that I guess we can't use that, can we, Todd? he called BS on that.
Exactly.
All right, Joe Bismarck, go. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Take it away.
Yeah, I wanted to agree with your last caller a little bit. Megyn Kelly was really petty on the questions that she asked. And, you know, the kind of irritating thing is that, you know, Hillary Clinton not taking any questions from anywhere, and then these candidates sitting up there taking really cheap pot shots on questions, especially with the Trump questions. Those are really I gotcha questions. The earlier debate was much more professional than the second debate. You know, the Fox News commentators, which are usually pretty good, just wanted to kind of make the show a little bit about their own questions and their own self-being. I think they kind of missed the point. So I think your last caller was right. And I know you guys are defending Megyn Kelly a little bit there, too, but if you really look at that with a non communications eye, just a regular layperson's eye like ours, you see that there was really petty questions. It should have been more professional.
Do you think Fox, you know, and specifically the commentators were worried about, well, it's a GOP debate where Fox, everybody thinks we're, you know, the right-wing machine and, you know, all of that, and we better go a little bit the other way so as to show our media colleagues that we're not going to go easy on Republican candidates? You think that's what it was about?
I think most of the candidates, like the earlier commentators, and then you mentioned some of the O'Reillys and stuff, they don't care. I think what Megan did, I think she got a beef with Trump to begin with, and she took kind of a feminist view on it. I know that's not going to be popular with your listeners here, but she really took a feminist view on it, and she just attacked him because she doesn't necessarily like him. You could see that that was the case, but she has a tendency to do that a little bit in her show. I like her show, but she has a tendency to do that in her show a little bit too. I think she needs to tone down her rhetoric a little bit as well. She got a little bit of those Trump tendencies in herself, and then she took it kind of sensitive, like she was the victim in it. You know, if you come out swinging at these guys, we expect them to be tough. You know, you can just sit there and just take a beating on an interview. I don't think you and I would. If we sat here and had somebody being combative to us, I think we'd kick back as well. Why wouldn't you?
I love the take of our fine listeners on the What's on Your Mind family. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Joe. Brent, also in Bismarck, you're next.
Hey, morning. I'm not too concerned about his comments, Donald Trump's comments. I think we get worked up too much over some comments, but I'll just coin a phrase real quick. I'll just call it Trump change. And, you know, instead of, it's a small potatoes. I think it just messed up.
It is messed up. It's a blip. It's going to be gone. Got it. Appreciate a good take. Thank you. Wish it. I can hardly wait for sauerkraut and weenies. Steve, how are you?
Good. Yourself?
You call from Wish it. You get me thinking about... you know, coming down there for the big Wishick days down there, or the sauerkraut days, rather. Looking forward to it.
You should.
Yeah. Well, I've been there. I was there last year. So what is that again? Is a fall thing, isn't it?
You know, I'm not really sure.
I'll come down again. It hasn't been a year. I know that. So we'll see you soon.
So, yeah, I think we need to stop the sideshows, and you know what I'm talking about. With George W. Bush, it was, well, he had a DUI with Obama. He smoked weed. And now we have Trump. Well, he doesn't qualify because he made some silly comments. But, you know, I think we have much bigger fish to fry than what's going on right now.
So your point is that's all noise. Just forget it and get serious about all this?
Right. We're trying to let the president represent, you know, hundreds of millions of people. And all we can talk about is, well, he said this, he said that.
Interesting take. All right. Yeah. And like I say, I thought the crux of Donald Trump's answer to Megyn Kelly after she gave him the litany of things he'd said on Facebook, you know, calling women, you know, fat and all kinds of things, you know, the if you break down about 20 seconds of that, was really good. Enough of the political correctness. We got big problems, you know. So, and that's kind of exactly what you're saying. Steve, appreciate it. Thank you. Jeff, you're next. Jeff? Are you there? I don't hear Jeff, so we'll try Casey. Casey, where are you?
Out in Halliday. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here. The exchange between Chris Christie and Rand Paul, I think that Rand Paul, I think he was winning it, and then he took the cheap shot. You know, the you gave Obama a big hug, and it's like, well, you know, that was either brilliant, you know, political maneuvering, or that was just a cheap shot?
Well, there were a couple of cheap shots in there back and forth, right? I mean, I think that, you know, it's easy to get some subcommittee and blow about it, and also the line about St. Paul's fundraising, which is true, he is. You know, so they were. It was a slugfest, but who won it, do you think?
You know, I think I'd have to give the edge to Rand Paul because he stuck, you know, he stuck hard on the Constitution. And Chris Christie, I'm not a big fan of Chris Christie to begin with anyway. I think that he's kind of wishy-washy and rhino.
I will tell you this about Chris Christie, though. He was one good U.S. attorney, right? I mean, he put a lot of bad guys behind bars and, you know, investigated and ultimately took on a lot of terrorists. So he has some credibility in this debate without question on that question.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Everybody lost on that debate, especially the ones that are trying to decide candidate they want to put in the office there. It was a failure. Complete failure. Have a good day.
All right. I really saw it as a good debate. I thought a lot of topics were covered. I thought a lot of the heft of the candidates were there. I didn't think it was a bad debate. I mean, I guess I, in retrospect, can argue with, some of the questions. I pointed out a few on Friday that I thought were odd. But the topics themselves, the main thing is, are the candidates really getting a chance to shine? Are you really getting a chance to evaluate under the heat of that kind of deal the candidates? And I thought in that regard they were okay. That was, by the way, the 10th call of the hour. And so we have a magic number here that is nearing four. Our Clover giveaway. We have the all-new Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We announced that Friday on the program with T.J. Russell from Cloverdale with us out in Wofford City. We're giving away a bunch of wonderful Cloverdale brats and summer sausage, and man, we had fun. Big barbecue there, big Traeger pig grill, and oh, it was a lot of fun. And we announced that, so now we get the chance to give away some goodies here on the radio. And our featured giveaway this week is our friends from Dakota Farms Family Restaurants. And Mandan, Williston, Rugby, where else, Todd? You've been up and down Highway 83 a few times. You probably remember seeing Dakota Farms Family Restaurant.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Up there in Washburn. That was the other one. So, anyway, we're going to give away a $20 gift certificate. That'll get you breakfast for two today. So, with the magic number caller, that's why it pays to pick up the phone and dial us up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Back to the phones in a moment. You ever need a battery cable, a flywheel? Maybe some air conditioning hose. You never know. No matter what part you need for your vehicle, Heedalls has it. You heard us say that before, right? Heedalls has it. And, of course, they're located all throughout North Dakota, Montana, parts of South Dakota, western Minnesota as well. They also have great people, folks like Randy Holler and Hedinger, who is over 20 years been part of the Heedalls team, and told me that he really loves the fact that most of their customers they see twice a week. Even in a rural area like Hedinger. So they're out there and, talking to them, okay, they want to buy that. And then, on delivery day, sale day, delivery day, twice a week, seeing their customers. And they get them what they need. Vast majority of the time, they have what they need right in stock. And, of course, if they don't, it's going to be there from the warehouse, pulled there in a day later. So it really works good. And there are a lot of good car folks at Heedalls. So you're going in and talking to folks that live it and breathe it like you do. They're experts. I always ask them their first car. 65 dynamic 88 olds for Randy. That's what he had. Yeah. And he said the best part was it started and it moved and I got to where I was going and back. So he's into the Mustangs now and he's got a rat rod too, as a matter of fact. So if you're in Hedinger's Heedall location, tell Randy I said hi and ask him about that olds dynamic. All right. Todd, let's play another one of these calls that came in earlier. Go ahead and roll whatever one you need to
get. Yeah, my comments about Thursday night's debate, I'm going to relate it to baseball since you got this big Minnesota Twins thing going on here this week. The mediators, they're the pitchers, okay? And everybody up on stage, they're the batters, okay? They threw slow balls to the establishment candidate. Every time he came up, it was a slow ball. And he barely got to second base off of it, what should have been a home run. Okay. For Trump, they were trying to beam him. They were trying to take him out of the game. They were aiming for his head. They weren't aiming over the plate. They were aiming for his head. Okay. And they walked Carson. They walked Carson. They walked Kasich. They didn't give them hardly any questions. I mean, Carson got, like, what, five questions the entire debate? The last two, everybody got.
Yeah, cut off there, so, yeah.
But I hear his point. I do hear his point. Let's try Charlene in Minot and see what she thinks about the debate. Charlene, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Good morning. I thought that a lot of the questions lacked substance. I thought some of them were just asked for sensationalism for the debate. I especially didn't think the question to Trump was even necessary. I thought it was a dumb question to even ask. The debate earlier, I thought, was much more professional. And the questions were, I thought, had way more substance and more meaningful to a presidential debate. And, of course, I have a hard time calling these things debates. In a debate, it's they should really, when they ask an important question, I think give everyone the same opportunity to answer the question. But that's me.
I know. There should be a little better. a little better way to do it. I mean, with 10 candidates, it's pretty darn tough, so it's no easy feat. I have seen Brett Baer say they stand by the questions. They did them all collectively and sort of debated among themselves. So it isn't like Megyn Kelly decides what she's going to ask, and Chris Wallace says, here's what I'm going to ask, and Brett Baer does in a vacuum. They do it together and decide, yep, that's a good one, and you're going to ask that, and they're all standing by them. So rather interesting. But good take, Charlene, on your part, and lucky for you, you are the caller of the day that gets a Dakota Farms Family Restaurant $20 gift certificate. So you can take a little drive to Williston or a little drive to Washburn, your choice, or on down to Mandan, or Rugby. Rugby's not far away from Minot either.
Go to Rugby.
Yeah, so hang on a second, Charlene. We'll get your address and we'll mail that off to you today from the good folks at Cloverdale Foods, okay? Hang on. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks, and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety. Your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.